Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to gather in the house of God. Every time that we come in here, we have an opportunity to worship, to praise the Lord, to rejoice with other believers, but especially to be in your presence and to hear the word of the Lord. And this morning, Lord, as always, we know that the entrance of your word will bring light into our situation. And we shall give you praise, we shall give you the glory. And we thank you, Lord, because every soul will be satisfied and every need will be met. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm just going to share a few words, very short this morning. Casting down imaginations. That's what I want to preach about this morning. Casting down imaginations. Now, let's start at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'm going to start at verse 3. Now, the message this morning is casting down imaginations. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against, and that's against, the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to avenge, to revenge all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled. So I'm going to be speaking for a few minutes this morning on casting down imaginations and also pulling down some strongholds. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, the first thing I want you to notice from this text is it's talking about the spiritual warfare that we're in. And he says, well, even though we are walking in the flesh, even though we are human beings walking around, you know, the real warfare that we are in is not a physical warfare, it's a spiritual warfare. And the weapons that we use are not physical or carnal weapons. They are mighty through God, and they can pull down strongholds. And before you can pull down strongholds, here's what you got to do. Mark chapter 3 and verse 27. Mark chapter 3 and verse 27. Now, Jesus, he gave this illustration, you know, when they were accusing him about, you know, how he cast out demons and so forth like that. They accused him that he was using a power of the devil. And here's what Jesus had to say to them. He said, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his goods. No. So, you know, you cannot take over a strong man's possessions unless you first disable him. You know, how do you disable him and so forth like that? So we're going to mention some of that this morning, but I'm basically going to concentrate on casting out imaginations, casting down imaginations and so forth like that. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10. Now here's what the Lord said to Jeremiah. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to do what? To root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, then to build and to plant. So notice all of the stages that precede the building and the planting. And the building and the planting is last, but before you can build and plant, he said, first you have to pull down. You got to tear down some things. Now you got to destroy some things. And you got to throw down some things. Well, you know, we got to pull down some strongholds this morning. We got to destroy the works of the devil. How many of you can say amen? Hallelujah. And then we're going to throw down imaginations. So we're going to cast them down. And then that way, you know, we'll build the peace and the confidence. We'll plant the kingdom of God, you know, solidly, you know, in the minds of the people and so forth, and then you get the victory. So there's, you know, so I'm going to talk about you know, the process of doing that, of casting down imaginations, pulling down strongholds, and so forth like that. I'm going to talk about that, you know, a little bit this morning. Now, every high thing that exalts itself against, now that's not over, because you cannot be over, you cannot be above. You know, people quote that verse and say it's above. No, you cannot be above. You know, Satan knew he couldn't be above, so he said, well, you know, I'll just be like the Most High, you know, just you can be like him and so forth like that, you know, but you can't, you know. There's only one God, the Almighty, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he said, you know, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you know, so, what is the knowledge of God? And what are the high things that exalt themselves against that knowledge in your life? Those are the things that we want to talk about this morning, and how do we bring them down? You know, so we see that, you know, concerning God's harvest, the kingdom, the harvest work for the kingdom, there are some certain high things that exalt themselves against that. You know, the things that, you know, try to keep people from hearing the gospel of salvation so that their minds may not be healed by God. You know, the power of darkness that tries to keep people from getting saved. You know, that's a stronghold. It's a stronghold in the minds of the people. The stronghold in the philosophies of this world, you know, the strongholds of unbelief that has permeated the world, you know, to make it harder for people to believe God. And the stronghold of sin, because the Bible says, because even iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. So there are many strongholds, you know, that have gotten a hold of areas in spiritual matters that are making it hard for people to break through and receive the kingdom of God. But also, for the believer, there are strongholds. See, there are certain strongholds and so forth like that that are preventing you from maturing into the nature of Christ. And are those strongholds and those things that the works of the flesh, which the Bible talks about in Galatians chapter 5. You know, those are the strongholds that are preventing people from moving into the nature of Christ. These things, you know, and so forth like that, you know, the devil uses many of these things, you know, the works of the flesh, you know, all of the evil thoughts, all of the lying, all of the fornication, and all of the adultery, and, you know, lasciviousness, and all these works of the flesh, and so forth, strongholds that the devil uses to prevent people from getting into the full image of Christ, you know. And there are certain imaginations. Now, what is it that the devil imagines against, you know, the people of God? You know, what is it that the devil imagines against the Lord himself? You know, and then against the people of God. Now, let's take a look at some of those things, you know, and then see how we're going to bring them down, cast them down, pull down those imaginations today. Psalm chapter 2, the book of Psalms, chapter 2. And I start at verse 1. It says, why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? See, why do they imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against the Lord. See, and against his anointed. You know, so, you know, they take counsel against the Lord and against the people of God. You know, there are forces that take counsel against the people of God to make sure that, you know, you don't progress into the nature of Christ, and to make sure that, you know, you don't get your victory and so forth. You know, here's what they say. They say, well, let's break their bands asunder, let's cast away their cords from us. You know, they say all these things, they plan, they connive and so forth. But he that sitteth in the heavens, he shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in their region. See, the Lord is going to laugh over them because the Lord already won the victory, and the people of God have the victory. And I'm going to show you, you know, how to get that victory this morning and so forth. Now, here's what the Lord said to Peter in Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 and verse 31. Now, some of you may not know that this verse is here in the Bible, and so, but some of you may know it. See, the Lord said unto Simon, 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 behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you. You know, so that's an imagination that the devil has plotted against Simon Peter. See? But the Lord said, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith should not fail. And when you are converted, you should also strengthen your brethren. Now, so the devil, he had a plan, see, to get Simon Peter. See, and that was just an example. The Bible says these things that are written in the Bible, they are examples for us. You know, throughout the Bible, all of these things that we see, you know, they can also apply to our lives. The devil has a plan sometimes to trip you up, to get you into sin, to get you away from the presence of the Lord, to steal your joy so that you will not have the victory. You know, and so forth like that. The devil has a plan also, you know, to bring some lies and so forth against you, you know, and so on. You know, whether in your personal life, on the job, and so forth like that. You know, we're going to see some of these things, and then we'll see how we can pull down, you know, those strongholds and how we can cast down those imaginations. Praise the Lord. Now, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, all of the things that the devil he plans against the people of God and so forth, you know, but the Lord, he has the victory for his people, and we're going to bring up, you know, some of those this morning, how we can recognize the imaginations of the devil and how we can cast those imaginations down and get a victory in the name of the Lord. Now, the devil, he plans to, you know, bring so many things against Peter, you know, to make sure that he fails. But the Lord said, I pray for you. And the same way, the Lord has prayed for all of us, you know, so that our faith should not fail. Now, in the book of Nahum, now Nahum is after Micah and just before Habakkuk in there. In the book of Nahum, chapter 1, and verse 9 says, why do you imagine against the Lord? See? He shall make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up that second time. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
Well, the devil is not going to affect you. He's not going to afflict you the second time. There may be affliction in your life this morning and so forth, but by the grace of God, the power of God is going to put an end to it.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Lord is going to give you the victory. We're going to cast down those imaginations, and affliction will not come your way the second time. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's read some scriptures, you know, some powerful statements that the Lord made here. Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. And I'm going to read verses 10 through 13. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee.
Yes, sir.
Yea, I will help thee.
Yes.
Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isn't that comforting?
Yes.
The Lord said, I will be with you. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. He said, behold, they that were incensed against thee. You know, they had imaginations. You know, they planned against you and so forth. You know, and all of the plans and so forth, all of the murmurings and, you know, the things they said against you and so forth, he said, they shall be ashamed.
Amen.
And they shall be confounded. Amen. And they shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. You know, all the demon powers and so forth like that, you know, and all the conniving spirits and so forth, they shall be as nothing. The Lord is going to give you the victory in Jesus' name. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. And even them that contended with thee, you know, war against thee and so forth, they shall be as a thing of naught. The Lord is going to give you the victory. He said, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, and I will help thee. Amen. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 24. I'm going to read some of these promises, and then we're going to cast down some of those imaginations this morning. Surely, Isaiah 45, surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
All that are incensed against the Lord, and all that are incensed against you too, if you are standing in the name of the Lord, they shall be ashamed. You know, and so forth like that. And in the Lord shall the seed of Israel be justified, and they shall glory. The Lord is going to justify. Now hear this. Isaiah 54 and verses 14 through 17. Isaiah 54 and verses 14 through 17. He said, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
For thou shalt not fear. And thou shalt be far from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together against you on the job, everywhere you go. You know, people will connive against you and so forth like that. They shall surely gather together, but not by me. Everyone that shall gather against you shall fall for thy sake. Amen. Amen. I didn't say that. The Lord said it, and it's point blank in the scriptures. They will gather together against you to connive and so forth like that, you know, and they will have imaginations against you and the Lord. He said the people imagine eventing against the Lord and his anointed. You are the anointed of the Lord. You see, but their gathering shall not be of the Lord, and they will fall for your sake. And he says, no weapon, verse 17, that is formed against thee shall prosper. Amen. Any plans, any imaginations against you shall not prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment. See, when a tongue, any kind of the scourge of the tongues of men and all of these things that rise up against you, he said, thou shalt contemn it. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now, anyone that rises up against you in the name of the Lord and so forth like that, to bring false accusations, that's false accusations. The Bible says, let no man suffer as an evildoer. See, but if because of the light that is in you, people rise up against you and so forth like that, they shall not prosper in Jesus' mighty name. You know, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now, the devil will have many imaginations against you. He will even have lies and different things and so forth. You know, because, you know, the devil is a liar and the father of lies. That's what the Bible says. So, let's see what the Lord will do with all of those lies that the devil, you know, tries to put up against you and so forth like that. In Isaiah chapter 44, listen to what he says in verse 24. Isaiah 44, 24 through 26. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone. See, now sometimes the Lord has to remind people of that. See, I am the Lord that does all those things, and I spread abroad the earth by myself. Now listen to this. That frustrated the tokens of the liars. So every lie and every token of the devil against you, the Lord will frustrate it. He knows how to do that. Amen. I am the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars. I make it a finance man. You know, some people might see an evil thing against you and so forth. They might even prophesy against you, an evil thing and so forth. But the Bible says, those divinations, I'm going to make them mad. I'm going to make them confused. The Lord is going to make them run in circles. He's going to frustrate them and so forth like that, because that's not what God has in store for you. His thoughts towards you are of peace and not of evil. Amen. Praise you, the Lord. That frustrated diviners, tokens of Elias, make a diviners mad, turneth wise men backward, and make their knowledge foolish. I mean, doesn't the Bible say he taketh the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, you know, and the mighty? You know, yeah, sure, on your behalf, the Lord will make them spin. You know, they spin their tails and they will not have anything, you know, against you and so forth. Like all of the stuff that they do and put together, the Lord is going to confound it. That confoundeth the word of my servant and confoundeth the counsel of his messengers. You know, the Lord will frustrate the tokens of the lies. Now, so, you know, this morning I'm going to read some of, when I finish reading some of these, you know, promises and the statements that the Lord has made, then we're going to cast down some of these imaginations. We're going to pull down some of these strongholds this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Sure. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah 45 and verse 2. I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight. Now, that's a point blank promise. I will break in pieces the gates of brass.
Hallelujah.
And I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. Oh, yes. And I will even give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Why? So that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Now, all the crooked places and traps and so forth that the devil may have set, bars, you know, and so forth, of iron and gates of brass, the Lord said, I will cut them asunder and I will break them in pieces for you. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, who is it that can say anything against you, you know, and it will come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Lamentations chapter 3. Turn with me to Lamentations. That's right after the book of Jeremiah. Also written by Jeremiah. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 37. Who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? You know, nobody can say anything, you know, against you falsely. You know, it'll come to pass. No, it won't, if unless the Lord commands it. So if the Lord has not commanded it, then why should you be afraid? Amen? Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? See, the Lord, he has only commanded the blessing for you. And that's the thing that is going to come to pass. Now, Numbers chapter 23. The man called Balaam was a prophet. And he found out that you cannot turn around the blessing that God has put on his anointed. When the Lord has put a blessing on you, nobody can turn it around. Amen. Numbers chapter 23, and I'm going to read verses 19 and 20. Numbers 23, verses 19 and 20. Now, there is a story in that chapter, but I don't have time to read all of it. But Balak, you know, had said to Balaam, you know, he wanted him to curse the people of Israel and so forth like that, you know, and so Balaam, he tried to do it, but he couldn't, you know, and the man offered him even bigger money and bigger rewards and so forth, and he said, well, you know, if you just curse these people and so forth like that, because he was the enemy of Israel, and he said, well, you just curse these people for me and, you know, so forth, so I can get a victory over there, you know, and then here's what the Lord, you know, here's what Balaam finally found out. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. You know, and so forth. You know, God is not, you know, has he said and he shall not do? Or has he spoken and he shall not make good? He said, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. When God has blessed you, nobody can reverse that. How many of you say amen? Absolutely. Here's the way that the Lord even put it down, just to make sure that you know that his blessing is upon you and nobody can change it. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, and I'm going to read verses 13 through 18. Now, just a short exhortation this morning, and we're going to pull down some of these strongholds, cast down some of these imaginations. We're going to show you also how to do it daily and get a victory all the time. Now, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater. Now, usually people, when they, you know, people and so forth want to swear, they swear by somebody greater than himself. So God, you know, wanting to, you know, swear and so forth, but knowing that he cannot find anybody greater than himself, so he swore by himself.
Hallelujah.
See? So because he couldn't find anybody greater than himself to swear by, so he swore by himself and said, surely, blessing, I will bless thee. Now that's a promise for you. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Surely, multiplying, I will multiply thee.
Amen.
And so Abraham, after he had patiently endured, he obtained that promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. You know, once people swear by something, they think that confirms it and so forth. You know, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability. That's unchangeability. You cannot cancel it. You cannot erase it, you know, of his counsel. He confirmed it by an oath. And he gave two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. There are two things he said, surely blessing I will bless you, and surely multiplying I will multiply you. He put it straight down. See? And he said, God swore by himself. Now, because he said that we are blessed, nobody can put a curse on you. Amen. And when we have an anchor that goes into the soul, goes within the veil and so forth. The other week, last week we preached on anchored on the love of Christ and so forth like that. So the promise of God and the goodness of God toward us is that surely we will be blessed and surely we will be multiplied. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. He says, for I know my thoughts towards you, they are of peace. And they are of good and not of evil. Amen? To give you an expected end. Therefore, you must reject everything that is evil, that is contrary. If you see a dream, or somebody tells you a contrary dream about yourself and so forth, if it is not according to the word of promise, reject it in the name of the Lord. Don't let the devil put any imagination on you. You know, the devil, he uses his imagination to cast a spell on people. And once he gets that imagination in your heart and so forth like that, you know, the next thing you know, he brings fear. And he puts you under torment. Because the Bible says fear has torment. You know, so when you see an evil thing and so forth, somebody says something evil and so forth like that, if it is not according to this word, the Bible says to the law and the testimony. Amen? If it is not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So you don't need to be afraid of anybody that says anything. You know, if it is not according to what God promised you in the word, you know, where he said, you know, surely blessing, I will bless thee. And surely multiplying, I will multiply you. You know, and so forth like that. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law and to the testimony. If any speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And so you don't need to be afraid of it. You stay with the word. And the word has promised that my thoughts towards you are of peace. My thoughts towards you are of good and not of evil, even to give you an expected end. And look at how the Lord, I'm going to show you this now, see how the Lord fulfilled it in the life of the children of Israel. Now remember, these things are written for our examples. In Psalm 105, here's how the Lord fulfilled it in the life of the children of Israel. All of these things that we have read. Psalm 105, verses 14 and 15. Psalm 105, verses 14 and 15. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets wrong. The Lord will not suffer anybody to do you any harm. Amen?
Amen.
Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Jesus said, behold, I give you power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, if you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Nothing, not even any imagination, not even any thought, not even any, you know, collusion or anything that the devil has in his mind shall by any means hurt you. And the Lord has given you the power to pull down, see, to cast down, to destroy all the works of the enemy, and then to make sure that the kingdom of God is planted and rooted firmly, not only in your life, but in the lives of others and so forth, to whom the Lord will use you as a witness. Now, turn with me to Psalm 91. See, here's what the devil would imagine against you. The devil will imagine to put you in a snare. See, now there's different kinds of snares. Now on the job, you know, they connive and so forth. They set a trap for you. They set a trap for Daniel. They set a trap for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, in the Bible, they said all kinds of traps for them. He said, well, we know that he will not do anything wrong except in the law of his God. So they set a trap for him. Let's trap him there. Let's put a snare there. You know, and so forth. You know, we know that if we say something, you know, that will, you know, contrary to his, you know, make a law that will make him, you know, I mean, put him in a choice between the word of God and the law, we know he's going to choose the word of God. So let's make that law. You know, let's set a snare for him and so forth. You know, so they set a snare for Daniel. Many of you know the story. They set a snare and so forth like that. But Daniel, he was undaunted. He just went ahead, you know, with his business and so forth like that and all that. So when they set a snare for you, guess what the Lord is going to do? Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But first, you must dwell in his secret place. See, that's the word of God in your heart. That's praising him, you know, and dwelling in his presence. You must be there and so forth like that. You know, so now, when you dwell in that secret place and you are abiding in his presence, you know, here's what it will do. Say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Now, surely he will deliver. Now, that's surely. That's not maybe. That's not perhaps. That is surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowl. Every trap that they have set, he will deliver you and you will be clean escaped. In Jesus' mighty name. See, and he will deliver you from the noisome pestilence. You know, there may be pestilence in the land and so forth like that. He will deliver you. He will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings, thou shalt trust. See, even in his truth, the truth of the Lord shall be your shield and your buckler. You know, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. You know, and so forth. Some people have nightmares and different things like that. You know. And so forth like that. And then, you know, you dream dreams, you know, of evil and so forth. Don't be afraid of those things. You know, don't be afraid of anything that, you know, rumors and so forth like that. My heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord, the Bible says. You know, if your heart is fixed and you are trusting in the Lord, you know, he will certainly deliver you. He said, now, whether it is the terror by night, whether it's the arrow that flies by day, that's like bullets and so forth like that. You know, arrow, bullets and all of these things. You know, the pestilence that walketh in darkness, the destruction that wasted at noonday, none of these things shall come near thee. Here's what he says. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Now the devil will want to bring you down. See, and so forth. You know, even if the devil knows that you are somewhere, he may try to blow up the place and so forth like that. But the Bible says, it shall not come near thee. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, all the things that the devil may imagine against you, it shall not come near thee, and the Lord will give you the victory. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, there shall no evil befall thee, and no imagination of the devil or in any plague and so forth shall come near your dwelling. So if the devil imagines to send something against you, he will turn around and fall back on his own head. Amen. It shall not come near thee. Only with your eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You know, the Lord, he will cover you and make you clean escape. Now, all of the things that the devil wants to bring against the people of God. See, now how do we cast down those imaginations? Now, we've read his promises. We've seen, you know, that he will protect us and he will be with you and so forth. But what is the part that you have to play? Well, you know, the part that you have to play, number one, is you must walk in righteousness. Amen. You must get away from those, you know, works of the flesh, which the Bible talks about in Galatians chapter 5. But how do you do it? Well, you know, the way you defeat all those imaginations that the devil brings in the thoughts of the flesh and the works of the flesh is to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Also, Galatians chapter 5, and let's read it. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. In the same chapter, it talks about, you know, the imaginations that the devil brings, you know, through the works of the flesh. And then he gives you also, you know, how you can have the victory over these works of the flesh by walking in the Spirit. So let's take a quick look at some of these things. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, see, and fornication, and uncleanness and lasciviousness. The devil, he sets a trap for some people with these things. You know, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, and seditions and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, you know, and so forth, like, you know, he said, all of these things, those that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And this is a way that the devil tries to trap, you know, the people, you know, into unrighteousness. But the fruit of his spirit, see, now you're going to use the fruit of his spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. See, and so you're going to use the fruit of his spirit in some of these cases and so forth. And then sometimes you have to use that power of the Holy Ghost to bind the forces of darkness. Because Jesus said, no man can bind, you cannot spoil a strong man's goods unless you first bind the strong man. And then you spoil his goods. Now, but you cannot bind a strong man unless you yourself are stronger. So you cannot, you know, incapacitate or disable somebody that is stronger than you. But the only way that you can be stronger than the forces of darkness is through the power of the Holy Ghost. And that is through the power of the Lord. Now, we use the power of his word also. Because the word of God brings light. And darkness cannot comprehend that light. So when there is darkness, when there are suggestions of evil and so forth like that, you use the word. Now, here's an example. A devil suggests to you that, you know, you're going to die because you have some sickness. You know, because the doctors have written you up concerning some disease or whatever, you know, and so forth. And it brings those imaginations in your mind, you know. And the next thing you know, you begin to imagine all these things and so forth like that. Well, you have to cast down those imaginations by the word of God. The word of God says, surely he has borne our griefs and sorrows. Surely by his stripes we are already healed. So you begin to use the word of God to cast those imaginations out. How many of you say amen? And you begin to use his word to put your mind upon the Lord, you know, and so forth like that. But here's one way to do it. Another way to do it that the Bible gives us, you know. You say, well, how do I do all of that and so forth? How do I focus my mind, you know, on the word of God and so forth like that, and not let my mind run away on these imaginations? Well, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. He says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. Now, see, so don't look for the things that are lies, because that's, you know, it's talking about the things that are true. Don't believe the devil's lies. Don't believe things of dishonesty. But what things are true, what things are honest, what things are just, what things are pure. See? Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So you channel your mind on the promises of God. You channel your mind on the things that have virtue. You channel your mind on the things that have praise. And that's how you defeat some of the imaginations that the devil throws into your mind and so forth like that. You know, and then there are other imaginations against the kingdom of God. See? The devil in the beginning, he said, I will be like God and I will do all of these things. I will ascend to the sides of the north. The Lord said, I will cast you down. And until this day, you know, there is still, you know, the devil always trying to diminish, you know, from God and so forth. Now, so one of the things that we must do and so forth, especially as we witness and try to bring the gospel to people, is we must find the God of forces, the God of the darkness of this world, that his works, must bind his works, sir, in their lives, so that they might be able to receive the kingdom of God. You know, now, you know, when a person is in darkness, you know, they are blinded, you know, until the scale is removed. Now, sometimes you have to cast out the unclean spirit also that is behind many of these things. Now, casting out the unclean spirit through the power of God and so forth allows the light of the knowledge of Jesus Christ to come into their lives and so forth like that. Now, as a child of God, we must stand in the word of God. The Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me. So you must stand in what is written concerning you. And what is written concerning you is, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. What is written concerning you is, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and surely multiplying, I will multiply thee. So any other things that are contrary to this, the Bible says, my thoughts towards you are of peace, my thoughts towards you are of good, and not of evil. So any other things that are contrary to this, and so forth like that, they shall surely gather together, the Bible says, but not by me. So if they gather against you, they shall fall. You know, you don't have to do anything. The Bible already said they shall fall for thy sake. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord will frustrate the tokens of the liars and everything, but you, all you have to do is stand in the word of God, walking in the light of righteousness, and letting your light, you know, be, letting your light shine to the glory of God. And as you do that, every single day, as you do that, the Bible says, His truth shall be your shield, and shall be your buckler, and so forth like that. Now, finally, just a little exhortation this morning. Finally, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, that's in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Be strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6 and verse 10, and in the power of His might. Well, you're going to need to put on the whole armor of God in order to be able to pull down those strongholds and to cast down those imaginations. Now let's quickly just read some of these. I don't have time this morning to preach on all of them because each one of these is a sermon on its own. I don't want to take a lot of time this morning. So we're just going to do this. See, the whole armor of God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's like saying that, you know, we war not against flesh and blood, like you said in the other chapter we read, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. But we must cast them down. The spiritual wickedness, all of these principalities and powers, you know, we must cast them down. Now, how do you do it? Well, you must yourself be clad with the full armor of God. And this is the armor of God. Stand ye therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. See? The truth is the word of God. Jesus said, my word is truth. You know, so the truth is the first thing that you must lay hold on, which is the word of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's in John chapter 8 and verse 32. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. See, so remember that righteousness, we talked about that. You cannot live a double standard life, you know, and so forth, and expect that, you know, the armor of God will protect you. There will be holes in your armor if you are not walking in righteousness. How many of you know that's true? But when you have the righteousness of God, then you can put on all the rest of the armor of God also. You know, your feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you know, ready to share that at every time. Above all, you take the shield of faith. With that shield, you can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Now, that shield of faith, he throws one thing against you this way, you quench it. He throws another thing against you that way, you quench it. He throws it this way, you quench it. You just use that shield of faith. I don't care how many things the devil throws at you. If you know how to walk that faith, you will have a victory every time. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. And, sometimes you don't always have to be on the defensive. You can take a fight to the devil too. You know, cast down some of his strongholds. Win some souls. Pull on some people out of his kingdom and let him cry a little bit and so forth like that. Yeah, the devil doesn't like anybody to be saved. You know, so he does one thing to you. You go save some people. Amen. Get some people saved. And that will make the devil to have gnashing of teeth. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, cast out some demons also. Free some people from the bondage of the power of darkness. You know, put on the shield of faith. Use it to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And take on the helmet of salvation. Wow, boy. You have that salvation in your life, you know, then you certainly know that your name is written in the book of life. And use the sword of the Spirit. Now, that's how you go on the offensive. You know, some of these other things, like the faith and all of these things, you know, and so forth, you can use it to fend off these fairy darts and all. But you use that sword to go on the offensive. That's the word of God. You take that word, you pierce, you know, through the kingdom of darkness. You speak that word unto him. You use that word to bind him. You use the word of God to command the forces of darkness to be crippled in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus said, whatever things you bind on earth, you know, You command him to be crippled. You command the Lord to cripple him. And then he will do it too. You know, it's not just saying you bind him and so forth. You actually bind him by telling, you know, the angels of God to cripple his work. Telling the Lord, the forces of heaven, to cripple the work of the devil. And he will cripple his work. And then you will have a victory. You cripple his works. You use the word of God to speak life over death. Amen. And bring light over darkness. And everything that is contrary from the devil, you use the word of God to bring goodness, see, and favor. Because the Bible says that's our portion. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And finally, don't forget that prayer. Because prayer is the one thing that the devil doesn't want you to do, you know, and so forth like that. You know, so he'll do everything to keep you from praying, you know, because he knows if you really get to praying, you know, you might get a miracle, you know, if you get to believe in God. So he'll keep you from praying. So don't forget that prayer. Say praying with all prayer and supplication and so forth. Praying, you know, in the Holy Ghost sometimes to build up your holy faith. And then you have that faith to pull down those strongholds. Cast down every imagination. Cast all those things out of your heart and let your mind, you know, dwell richly in the word of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And we haven't done all. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And every bondage and every yoke that the devil tries to put on you, you know, cast it out. Bind the forces of the devil and so forth like that. And let the light of God shine through you for victory all the time. In the name of Jesus. Now let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord, for the victory that we have in Christ. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
We thank you for the power of the gospel. And we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. That's right, Lord. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. He said we use that word as the sword of the Spirit. And this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come against the forces of lies. The lies against the people of God. The forces of darkness, the tokens of the lies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we cripple your works. And we say you shall go no further in Jesus' name. And all the accusations and the tongues of whatever on your job and anywhere else, the Lord gives you the victory this morning in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says they shall surely speak all of these things, but it shall come to nothing. Because whatsoever the Lord has not spoken, nobody can say it and it will come to pass if the Lord has not commanded it so. And the only thing that the Lord has commanded for his people this morning is blessing and prosperity, goodness and mercy, righteousness and peace is what he has commanded for his people. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, in our going out and our coming in, we commit our lives into your hands, O Lord. And every time that the devil, you know, plants any kind of imaginations, he said to Peter, the devil has desired to sift you, but I have prayed for you. Every plan of the enemy to sift your people this morning, I pray for the people of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, victory is ours in Jesus' name. And every plan that the devil tries to set a trap and a snare before you, it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. The Lord is the one that discomfited the counsel of Ahithophel. And he will also make all the counsel of the devil and all the liars and so forth, he will frustrate them in the mighty name of Jesus. And only goodness will he allow to come near you in Jesus' mighty name. In your going out and your coming in, the face of the Lord will shine over you with his goodness. The Lord will prosper you. He will give you peace in Jesus' mighty name. And the very desires of your heart. The Bible says, look unto me and be ye saved. Look unto the Lord this morning. Turn your desires unto him and he shall bless your heart. The Bible says also, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Now rejoicing is one other tool that you can use against the devil. When he tries to bring depression or sadness and sorrow, rejoice. in the Lord. You say, how can I rejoice? Well, just do it. You know, just rejoice. Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Just rejoice in the Lord and rejoice in the God of your salvation. The people of God must have that joy in their hearts. That's one thing that the devil wants to steal from you every time. It brings all of these things, because once he steals that joy, then your victory will slowly leak out. But keep that joy, keep that gladness in your hearts at all times. Even though, you know, it looks like everything fails, yet rejoice in the Lord and bless his name at all times. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, now, O Lord, the Lord thy God be with you, every one of you. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. He make his face to shine upon you. Yes, that's right. You say, why are you praying this way? Because the Holy Ghost knows all things. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, and he will deliver you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, some of you will find that prayer useful in the next few days. The Lord will deliver you. No matter what the devil has pit against you, it shall fall to the pit, and you will be clean escaped in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the offering that people have given today. We ask a special blessing upon it in the mighty name of Jesus. Take it, Lord, and use it to the glory of your name. And we ask, oh Lord, a special blessing into everyone, for everyone today, you know, that you cause our head to be lifted up. The Bible says, he is my glory, and I lift that up of my head. The Lord shall be your glory, and he shall be the lifter up of your head. And he will cause your head to be lifted up. He will cause you to ride upon your high places in the mighty name of Jesus. He will put you above the aha of men. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. He'll put you above all of that, and he will set you, and you shall have peace and confidence in the Lord. Only put your mind on the Lord and walk in his ways, and the Lord shall give you the desires of your heart. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 Now, that was just a short exhortation for us this morning. I want us to praise the Lord a little more.